news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Wednesday, February 27th, 2019 will likely be a day for the history books. Split screens and popcorn abound as our nation's attention is divided between Michael Cohen's public testimony in which he promises explosive proof that Donald Trump is a, quote, racist, con man, and a cheat, and Vietnam, where Trump's actions will amount to the U.S. recognizing North Korea as a nuclear state. Let's begin with Michael Cohen, who on Tuesday evening released his 20-page opening statement, CNN's Don Lemon reading from it.
I recognize that some of you may doubt and attack me on my credibility. It is for this reason that I have incorporated into this opening statement documents that are irrefutable and demonstrate that the information you will hear is accurate and truthful. These documents include a copy of a check Mr. Trump wrote from his personal bank account after he became president to reimburse me for the hush money payments I made to cover up his affair with an adult film star and prevent damage to his campaign. He asked me to pay off an adult film star with whom he had an affair and to lie to his wife about it, which I did. I am giving the committee today a copy of the $130,000 wire transfer from me to Ms. Clifford's attorney during the closing days of the presidential campaign that was demanded by Ms. Clifford to maintain her silence about her affair with Mr. Trump. This is Exhibit 4 in my testimony.
He's got receipts?
Exhibit 5 of the testimony shows I am providing a copy of the $35,000 check that President Trump personally signed from his personal bank account on August 1, 2017, when he was president of the United States, pursuant to the cover-up, which was the basis of my guilty plea to reimburse me, the word used by Mr. Trump's TV lawyer for the illegal hush money I paid on his behalf. This $35,000 check was one of 11 check installments that was paid throughout the year while he was president. The president of the United States thus wrote a personal check for the payment of hush money as part of a criminal scheme to violate campaign finance laws. You can find the details of that scheme directed by Mr. Trump in the pleadings in the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York.
Yeah, so this is going to be devastating,
wow,
to say the least.
But there's more. Cohen will also say that Roger Stone, quote, was talking with Julian Assange about a WikiLeaks drop of DNC emails, and more. Cohen spent all day Tuesday testifying before a closed hearing of the Senate Intelligence Committee. When he emerged, he went before the microphones.
First of all, I want to thank you all for sticking around and waiting for me. At this point in time, I really appreciate the opportunity that was given to me to clear the record and to tell the truth. And I look forward to tomorrow, to being able to, in my voice, to tell the American people my story. And I'm going to let the American people decide exactly who's telling the truth.
One of Trump's top defenders, Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, actually threatened Michael Cohen on Tuesday, tweeting, "Hey, Michael Cohen, do your wife and father-in-law know about your girlfriends? Maybe tonight would be a good time for a chat. I wonder if she'll remain faithful when you're in prison. She's about to learn a lot." After criticism from Nancy Pelosi, Gaetz apologized and deleted the tweet. The Cohen hearing will likely overshadow the Trump-Kim meeting, where officials are hoping Trump doesn't give away too much for nothing in return.
Donald Trump is apparently alone among members of his own government in believing North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. Most experts can't really imagine the secretive, duplicitous, dark state ever really doing that. Sources tell NBC News the U.S. could offer incentives to North Korea, like negotiating a formal end to the Korean War, easing minor sanctions, and opening up a bare-bones diplomatic outpost. Two of our own journalists, Carol Lee and Courtney Kuby, who covers the Pentagon for us, report this, quote, some senior Trump administration officials and others involved in the negotiations are worried that establishing diplomatic outposts and agreeing to an end of a war declaration, in addition to a second presidential meeting for Kim, would amount to de facto U.S. recognition of North Korea as a nuclear state.
But wait, there's more. The House of Representatives Tuesday night voted 245 to 182 to block Trump's national emergency declaration. 13 Republicans, including former members of leadership Greg Walden and Kathy McMorris Rogers, voted to overturn the declaration. This on a day when the top U.S. General for Homeland Defense testified that there is no military emergency on the southern border. The Senate will vote on the resolution blocking Trump's national emergency declaration within 18 days. Four Republicans are needed to vote with the Democrats for it to pass. Three have already signed on. The House on Wednesday is also expected to vote on a bipartisan universal background checks bill, and it's expected to pass. And just in case you needed something more to worry about, Pakistan's Air Force says it shot down two Indian warplanes after they crossed the boundary between the two nuclear-armed rivals in the disputed territory of Kashmir. An Indian pilot was reportedly captured. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.